Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Wrap-Up, a production of The Balance. Join Tom and $2 Bill Josh as they wrap up the last 24 hours of sports for you. Right now, here's Tom and $2 Bill Josh.
With 7 Tuesday tilts on the menu, this is the Express Tour through the association, known simply as the Daily Zap on NBA.com. The Miami Heat are on fire, and that did not stop tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade combining nicely. James had 25, Wade 34. The Heat win it by a dozen. The Fan Night game on NBA TV featured the New York Knicks taking on the San Antonio Spurs. The Spurs looking to be the first team to reach 30 wins in the league. Wilson Chandler, other ideas. The Knicks take this one by 13, 128-115. Derrick Rose and the Chicago Bulls hosting the Toronto Raptors. And Derrick Rose, Taj Gibson, Luol Deng, too much for the rest of the Raptors. Scottie Pippen enjoying the game. The Bulls win it by 21-11-91 over Toronto. Kevin Durant looking to turn things around after a 27-point loss to the Spurs, but the Memphis Grizzlies looking good. How about that, Jim, from Rudy Gay for Memphis? The Grizzlies just defeated the Los Angeles Lakers, and then back-to-back take a win over the Thunder by 5. Dirk Nowitzki still sidelined with the sprained knee. No matter, though, the Jet getting it done down the stretch. Three-pointer there ties the game up. He hit a key jumper late as well. Dallas wins it by 3. Your final score, 84-81. In Sacramento, the Atlanta Hawks in town looking to take down the Kings, and that's Jamal Crawford meeting the task with a three-pointer. He had 31 points off the bench. Atlanta wins it by 6, 108-102, your final. And the late game in L.A., Phil Jackson and his Lakers looking good on this night. Pau Gasol inside with the jam there. The Lakers take down the Pistons with a big number, 108-83, 25-point win for the Lakers. And that's your Daily Zap.
And welcome to another episode of The Wrap-Up. My name's Tom. Right alongside me is $2 Bill Josh. Josh, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm well. How are you, Tom?
I am good. I apologize about the audio quality today. We're going to have to do it the old-fashioned way off of the off the phone line. Skype appears to have server problems today, so we apologize for that. So, Josh, what's going on the NBA?
Well, last night the Lakers cut off their losing streak. So that's a good thing for the Lakers. The Pacers are making a lineup change. They're going to go to a smaller lineup. Danny Granger starting a power forward to give the Pacers more scoring but less rebounding, less defense. I think it's a short-term solution to a long-term problem. They need to go out and get a power forward. Danny Granger cannot possibly play there for the rest of the year. Last night, Kobe Bryant moved into 10th place all-time on the NBA scoring list. So, Tom, do you think Kobe's one of the 10 greatest of all time?
Well, I tell you what, I think that legacy will write that story. Certainly, he's one of the greatest players. Him and LeBron James both, I'd want to wait and see how things play out. I know everybody wants to put him up there with Larry Bird and Michael Jordan. I certainly think he's one of the greatest players, but at this time, it's very hard to say he's one of the greatest players of all time.
I would agree. I would put him in my top 15. He needs at least one more, if not two more championships, which one more will give him 6, 2 will give him 7 before I say he's one of the top 10. In other NBA news and notes, Dirk Nowitzki is still down for the Mavericks. The Knicks beat the Spurs last night. Tonight, the Spurs play the Celtics at 7:30. And on Friday night, the San Antonio Spurs come to Indianapolis to take on the Indiana Pacers. And that wraps up today's NBA.
All right. Thanks there, $2 bill, Josh. And I know we're going to get some $2 bill thoughts posted up on the website, www.thebalanceonline.com. My name's Tom. We wrap it up every day. We wrap up the last 24 hours of sports, and you're right smack dab in the middle of the wrap-up. So let's do a little wrapping up of the NCAA men's basketball. Notre Dame takes down number 9 UConn. What a game. Did you happen to see that game, Josh?
I did see part of that game, but some breaking college news. Rich Rodriguez has officially been fired at Michigan as of 11 a.m. this morning.
All righty. You heard it right here first on the balance and the wrap-up. Rick Rodriguez has been terminated. Any idea where he might end up at or who will end up taking his place?
Don't be shocked if he ends up taking Charlie Weiss's job with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay. So we'll see what happens there. Moving on into some more NCAA basketball. Last night was not a good game for Indiana as they fell again in the Big Ten to Minnesota. What are your thoughts on that game and what's going on in the NCAA tonight in men's basketball, Josh?
Well, first of all, congratulations to Notre Dame. They continue to look impressive, beating UConn last night. As far as IU goes, it's the same old story. We're good enough to get a lead, even on the road. We're good enough to take that lead into the second half. We're not good enough to keep that lead for 40 minutes. I think Jeremiah Rivers might need to play a little bit less. He's not shooting the basketball. That used to be what he was known for, is draining threes. Now he won't even shoot the ball. I'm not sure that Cody Zell is the answer. I mean, he'll be a help next year, but I'm not sure he alone will be an answer.
Okay. Well, I said, I mean, I don't know what's going on over there at IU. They just can't seem to get things put together in the Big Ten Conference. They can win outside of their conference, but when it comes to winning against the Big Ten, they just struggle. There's problems there, and I'm not really sure what goes on there. I don't know if it's recruiting or what, but we talked about it right here at the beginning of this segment. Notre Dame, Connecticut. Notre Dame comes out a winner, 73-70 against the Huskies there in South Bend. And wow, what a good game that was. And anytime you can knock down a team like a UConn, that's a good opportunity. And Ohio State, they came back to win against Iowa. Like we said, it was 73-68, Ohio State. Ohio State was not only a winner in basketball last night, they were also a winner in the Sugar Bowl. Did you happen to catch that game, Josh? And Arkansas almost came back and won it there. Did you happen to catch the Sugar Bowl last night?
I caught part of the Sugar Bowl. First of all, it's an absolute outrage that the five players for Ohio State, who have already been suspended for the first five games next season, were allowed to play last night. Apparently, the NCAA writes whatever rules suits them best at the moment.
No, I agree. Yeah, I agree. They're just kind of like, well, let's just write the rules and see how it fits there in the at the moment. We'd love to hear your thoughts as a listener, guys. Give us a call, 213-325-3434. Give us your thoughts on that. Also, you can post comments on our Facebook page. Just search The Balance. Also, you can find us online, www.thebalanceonline.com. Do you have a soundbite from last night's game on the other side of it? Josh, you and I will break down the Sugar Bowl.
With only 14 seconds left in the game, so he's going to be in a similar situation tonight with a chance to win.
Buchanan, the punt. Darius writes back deep, and they got it. Off the kick. They got it. Arkansas football. Oh, my goodness. Julian Horton with a play of the game.
He came right up the middle. Ohio State went with a little bit of a spread formation. And if you're the punter, you're thinking, I've got to get it out. out. He is blocked. A tremendous effort by the tight end, the third team tight end, Chris Gregg, who's a long, athletic body, 6'3", 236 pounds, went airborne and got the block.
The ball is in Ryan Mallett's hands now. Mallett fires across the middle. D.J. Williams holds on at the 10-yard line. A minute four remaining. Arkansas out of timeouts.
Well, you know it's bad for Arkansas when he drops one because D.J. Williams doesn't drop passes. Lots of time for Ryan Mallett. Again, he beat Georgia in less time than this.
Second and 10 at the 18. Here comes a blitz. Has to throw in a hurry. It's picked off. That'll do it. The first turnover of the game comes with 58 seconds left.
Solomon Thomas is one of those guys that is facing the suspension next year. He's not a starter, but he's in pass situation. But instead of rushing the passer, he's going to drop out. They're going to blitz from here, and he's going to drop into coverage, a zone blitz, and get right in the way of the throw. Watch 98. Read it, step in front of the receiver, and make the biggest play of the game for the Ohio State defense.
Trying to tuck it in there to Jarius Wright and the defensive line that's raised havoc on Ryan Mallett's night all night long comes up with one more big play.
All right, Josh, as you can see, the Razorbacks certainly had a chance to pull off a big comeback win against the Ohio State Buckeyes, with the Ohio State Buckeyes hung on to win when they I tell you what, the Razorbacks, if for those of you that were listening to that soundbite, you heard they blocked a punt with the clock winding down. Two plays later, Thomas surprised Ryan Mallett by dropping into coverage, and Arkansas star quarterback threw the ball right in to the 255-pound defensive end. Wow, what a game that would have been had that turned around the other way. Josh, what are your thoughts on this game? Was this a good matchup? Ohio State 31, Arkansas 26.
Well, the game actually put me to sleep, so I don't know if that answers your question about whether or not it was a good matchup. But it's just further evidence we need a playoff.
I agree. We do need a playoff system, you know, we've been preaching that, we'll continue to preach that. That's probably something that'll never happen, probably just preaching to the choir. But one thing that can most definitely happen, the Colts can beat the Jets again in the playoffs, send them home crying on Saturday night. What do we got on our Colts watch? What's happening? Anything new, Josh? What can we look forward to? What's going on? And, of course, we'll jump into a large coverage of that on Saturday during the balance. But the Jets come to town with a vengeance, and they're keeping it personal. So, Josh, what are your thoughts on Saturday's game?
Well, first of all, if there's any Colts fans, you need to go out and buy a ticket. The game hasn't been sold out. The NFL extended the deadline to 2 p.m. today. It will not be available on TV in Indianapolis. As far as the actual game, I will be there. But as far as the actual game, Rex Ryan wants to make this game personal. Peyton Manning's not getting into the debate about being personal between Rex Ryan and Peyton Manning. To me, it sounds like Rex Ryan's just a crybaby. He needs to get over last year, but that's the biggest storyline. Rex Ryan saying it's personal, and he wants to ruin Peyton Manning's year for once.
Okay.
What's your
thoughts? Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's I really think that the Jets have a tough team. I think that they need to come in and play some good ball. As far as it being blacked out here in Indianapolis, guys, go out there and get your tickets. I'm quite sure that the Indianapolis Colts will not allow the game to not be broadcast here in Indianapolis. But as it stands now, it will be a last-minute decision, playoff situation. We need everybody out there. We need the 12-man out there to get going, and so that we can make sure that we have a good showing, so that it is a repeat of last year, sending the Jets home at the last minute after they've had some really good, really good season this year, and the Jets are tough to beat. The Colts are going to have to come and win every single game to make it happen, but the reward will be well worth the work, that's for sure. Again, guys, you're live right here on the wrap-up, a production of The Balance. We're on every Saturday morning. Beginning this Saturday, we'll be on from 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock a.m., myself and $2 Bill Josh, and we'll also be streaming live on Ustream. Also, make sure you check out our YouTube channel. The links are all over the place on www.thebalanceonline.com, our Facebook page, and also just search Mr. The Balance on YouTube, and you'll be able to find us. Some coaching changes going on in the NFL. So what do you think is happening? Obviously, Lewis, Bengals say no question. They're keeping Lewis and as their coach, and Palmer as their QB. So that situation is going on there. Also, Dolphins appears to be courting Mr. Harbaugh. And so what are your thoughts there, Josh? I have heard through the rumor mill, though, that Bill Collier will take the Miami job. Josh, have you heard that? What are your thoughts on that game?
I've heard that, but I don't think it's true. I don't know why the Dolphins are looking for a coach. They currently have a head coach under contract. There's a chance that might actually violate NFL rules. Harbaugh will end up with the Niners. Fisher will probably be done with the Titans because he's been given a choice by the owner, either coach Vince Young or move on to Jeff Fisher. He said, that's not my quarterback and I won't coach him.
Okay. Well, I kind of heard that Bill Collier thought that that was on the top of his wish list, and I guess that comes from sources that he relayed back to ESPN, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. That's what he's reporting there with on the ESPN website. So we'll certainly see how things pan out there. Also, looks like Lady Luck is going to be, well, not that it's a lady, but Luck. Mr. Luck will be with the Carolina Panthers of next year. They've made it very clear they're going to try everything in their power to make sure that they get Luck drafted as their QB, Josh, next year. What are your thoughts on Luck becoming a Panther?
I kind of like to see Andrew Luck do to the Panthers what Peyton Manning did to the Jets back in 97. I don't know if you remember, but back in the 97 draft, the Jets had the first pick. They were sure Manning was going to leave Tennessee. He ended up staying for his senior year. He went to the Colts, so the Jets get to see the one that got away on Saturday. If I'm Andrew Luck, I'd stay in Stanford rather than go to Carolina.
Okay. Well, we'll certainly see how that pans out. Guys, we've got 8 minutes left here on the wrap-up. We've got the Colt watch going on. We've got Harbaugh watch going on. And, of course, we've got the wild card coming to town here in Indianapolis, the Colts, the Jets. And then also in the early game of the NFL, the wild card game is going to be St. Louis. St. Louis. It's going to be New Orleans and Seattle. Again, a game to watch to see what's going on there. The New England Patriots are at the end of the line. You're going to have to get past, one would think you're going to have to get past the New England Patriots to even try to make a run for the Super Bowl. And the New England Patriots are just sitting back and waiting with patience to see who it is that they're going to play. Will it be the Steelers? Will it be the Colts? We will find out. Also over there in the NFC, you've got the Bears, the Saints, the Eagles, Green Bay, and all waiting to play their playoff games. It's going to be a good weekend for the playoffs. They don't call it the playoffs for nothing, because I'm going to tell you what, this is going to be a good opportunity for the Colts to get past the Jets. It's going to be a good opportunity for some teams to prove themselves that they are capable of being among the elite of the elite. So, any more thoughts on the on this weekend's playoff games, Josh?
I think actually this should be the toughest test for the Colts on the way to the Super Bowl. I think the Ravens will go ahead and take care of the Chiefs and then take care of the Patriots, which would be great because I have confidence that we'll beat the New York Jets. Pittsburgh's a very favorable matchup for the Indianapolis Colts. Over in the NFC, though, I'm looking forward to seeing Pete Carroll and the Seahawks running to his Reggie Bush and the New Orleans Saints. You know, Reggie Bush played for Pete Carroll at USC, although he shouldn't have. As he later found out, he had to get back his Heisman. There's a little bit of drama in that game. Packers, Eagles, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers can do some damage in the playoffs. I guarantee nobody wanted them in the playoffs in the NFC. And as far as the Chiefs-Ravens go, I have a feeling that'll be a blowout. I just don't see the Chiefs being able to beat the Ravens.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how all that plays out. Obviously, some good games coming up here on the weekend. Obviously, like we said, we've got New Orleans and Seattle, Green Bay and Philadelphia, and we've got Baltimore and Kansas City and the Jets and Indianapolis. Personally, I think Kansas City can beat Baltimore, although I would pick Baltimore to win, but I would not be surprised in the least if Kansas City comes back to win that game on Sunday afternoon. I just think that it's a tough team, and Kansas City has been right there in a lot of games this season, and I think that they have every chance to beat the Ravens. I mean, I think it's just going to be a battle, and we'll see what happens, because if Kansas City can hold the ball and get the running game going, and Matt Castle returns to be the impressive form that he was earlier on in the year, I think there's a very, very good shot that Kansas City can beat the Baltimore Ravens. What are your thoughts on that game, Josh?
I agree. Kansas City certainly has a chance there at home in Arrowhead. That definitely gives them the home field advantage. But the Ravens have a tough defense. They still got Ray Lewis, probably one of the five or six greatest middle linebackers of all time. They got a great running game. I just think at the end of the day, the Chiefs are too inexperienced. This is Joe Flacco and John Harbaugh's third straight year in the AFC playoffs. I think at the end of the day, the experience and the size will just be too much for the Chiefs.
Yeah. Well, I know your brother will be very happy if Kansas City can put it together. I know your brother Joe is a big Kansas City fan, so I know he'll be happy if they can pull off a win. Is he pumped and ready to go for this weekend?
Well, actually, he's in Australia at the moment on a two-week-long cruise, so he'll miss this weekend again.
He's living the rough life, huh? I completely understand. Okay, well, guys, we're about done with the wrap-up today. My name's Tom Benham. Right alongside me is, as usual, $2 Bill Josh. We're going to be broadcasting live Saturday morning, 9 a.m. to 11, and then we'll also be doing a live stream on Ustream as well. You can catch us every day. We wrap up the last 24 hours of sports. Like I said, we wrapped up Arkansas, Ohio State. We wrapped up the NBA. We wrapped up NCAA. We talked a little bit about the NFL and the playoff picture that's coming forward. We've got some exciting guests that are that are going to be on board with us on Saturday, and we'll get you more information on that, and they're going to talk some Colts football. And believe me, you do not want to miss Saturday's balance. Josh, we're at the two-minute warning. Take us out into the two-minute warning. What do we got going on in the two-minute warning today?
Make sure you tune into the Big Ten Network at 6:30. Purdue plays Penn State. And on a more personal note for me, Tom was so nice to give me a subscription to ESPN, the magazine, which has a Ben Davis alumni, Lauren Cheney, in it as the next great women's soccer player.
Oh, no problem. You enjoy the magazine there, Josh. It's the least I could do for my new and improved co-host. So, also, that's going to be pretty much it, guys. We got 1 minute left in the wrap-up. Remember, this weekend, Colts, Jets, get out there, buy your tickets. There's still some available. We do not want to black out here in Indianapolis. Sunday, you've got Baltimore, Kansas City. You've also got Green Bay and Philadelphia and who's our other NFC game? We've got the Saints and the Seahawks on Saturday. So make sure that you guys are ready to watch some football this weekend and be the 12th man for your team in the playoffs. My name's Tom, and we wrap you up every single day. Right now, guys, you have officially been wrapped up.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bleep, son of a bleep, gun. You thought I was gonna say, son of a b, didn't you?